Hello, welcome to ESA Talks, and today we're going to talk about God and Christianity and many other things. So, what is the real name of Jesus? What do you think, what is the real name of Jesus, and does he have one last name? Actually, his name is not Jesus, it's Yeshua ben Yosef. That means Yeshua is his name, and the son of Joseph. Wait a minute, son of Joseph. So, many people don't know this. So, how can Maria, like the mother name, I will tell you later what is her real name. How can it be son of Joseph? Because that was the father. And Maria supposedly to be, have not make sexual things. That is bullshit. Say she's one virgin, that is bullshit. There was husband and wife, and still, they say she was a virgin when this happened with this bullshit thing. So, what is the Mary's or Maria's real name? Is Miriam, not Mary or Maria. It is Miriam. And did you know that there was Jewish people? So there was not Christianity like people say, because there was, I'm gonna tell you now, the early church writers was like 150 years of the birth of Jesus, and they was writing things about things. But the first that was writing was like year 90. So that was like how much? 50 years? 55, 6 years after he died, was one Roman that write about Jesus, that he was crucified and things. But he never write about the miracles. There was one Roman person he write. And that was only to scare the Jewish people, because they was controlling the Israel and things over there that time. And they wanted to scare them out to pay the taxes so that the Jewish people pay the taxes to the Roman Empire. But I didn't think that worked. What more is there? That is not evidence, quite evidence, that he have ever existed, because there are no writings. Everything have come like 50 or 60 years afterwards, then he's supposed to die. And that is quite questionable, because there should be, if he was so great and big man, there should be writings on the wall. All the writings are like 100 years after he's supposed to be dead. So why is like 100 years starting to happen when supposedly so famous person died and supposedly do so many miracles? And why did he not write on the walls? Like they did in Egypt, of one great, go to one mountain and put on the wall that he existed right there. And everything started like 130 years after he was born. So it was like 100 years after he was dead, everything started to invented. There was one Christian church, that supposedly one church, year 130, writing about Jesus, and they're starting to write. They have not been eyewitness, but they started to write about his supposedly what happened. That is not, there was one named Yeshem that was crucified. And that was confirmed by Pontius Pilatus. And that is the only one that is have been confirmed. And he did not write anything extraordinary about so-called Jesus that time. He only write that he was crucified, and that was it. And was like thousands of was crucified for they did things like criminal things, or they did not pay taxes, or that that was the reason they was crucified, not because they are teaching one religion and doing miracles and things, because they did not see people like enemies of the Roman state, only because they did punish criminals that was, that did not pay taxes, to show examples of people that you need to show taxes, like they write like 50 years later about people, about Jesus, one name, to scare people to do things that way, because they wanted to pay, they wanted to Jewish to pay taxes, because they had hard to control the Jewish people there. And Jesus, I call him Jesus, but he, you know his real name now, is that he was Jewish, and his mother was Jewish, and the father was Jewish, but he was supposedly doing good things, and that was only that. He, after 100 years, they're starting to invent things to write, because based on stories that Roman people have written. This is not by eyewitness or nothing. So why people are like heavy believers in religion? Because people want to believe what they want to believe. They never look at facts or nothing. There are no evidence that he had never done these things, and his name was not Jesus, or that was not the same. Because if you have the real name, people would never believe in that. When you have called Yeshem, then the Europa would never believe that. United States never would believe that one person would be like that. Even the Muslims believe that Jesus was doing miracles and things in the Quran. And that is because they think they are writing the same thing as the Christian does, because they believe in the Moses is the one that talked with God. And there are no facts at all that even Moses have existed, or Jesus did the miracles, and only they were writing by Pontius Pilate that he was crucified. One person that was named like that. There is no evidence, nothing that it was doing these miracles, because nothing written from that year, like before he died, 33 years old supposedly. There are no writings, no nothing, and strangely everything started 100 years after he died. When suddenly the Christianity started to booming, because people did that, and I'm atheist. I have told you in some other episodes that is the, because I don't believe in God exists, or Jesus never did things like that, or Moses never did that. How are people gonna believe? This is a story that is saying is one written fiction. He was like in 5-6 days nights in one mountain alone, no eating, no sleeping. How that sound? If you are like 3 or 4 nights without sleeping, you start hallucination. That is a fact, and you start to hallucinate because you can, if you cannot sleep for 3 days and three nights, and he was like double that, six nights or seven nights. He is starting hallucinating, and they're coming words in your head that is like a radio is talking if you are doing that. Because I know that people have done. People are very easy to manipulate or brainwash. That is the big problem in the world, because and it's good for some people to have something to believe in, but some are, are like fanatic about it. And use the Christianity or Muslim or other things, religion, to earn money on that. Which is not good at all. And I have studied the Bible quite a lot. I have probably read more than the believers. The believers only read small, or only read the things they want to believe, and never read the full Bible. They should read the Old Testament, because like the last 200 years there have been like New Testament, and they should read the Old Testament, because there is so much bad things that you don't gonna believe what it is. There's so much bad things that you think, how it can be one God saying things like that. Because the Old Testament has the Moses 635 wishes, not like writings. It's not 10 commandments, it's like 635 commandments. What you can do and not can do. There are things like you can have slaves. You can beat the slaves until they almost die. And it is okay if they die. If you put the last beating, and it's okay if they die 1 minute afterwards, then it's not your fault. But if they die before 1 minute, it is your fault. There's so much bad things in the Old Testament. It's the same thing like Quran. Basically, the Quran and the Bible is almost the same thing, because they write about Moses and his commandments, 635 commandments. Even Jewish have the commandments too, but they have like 615. But they are the commandments are, and Moses are very, very bad. Because, and there are things that say, if you don't believe in my, like Christianity, you can, it's like in the Quran say, you can kill the infidel. It's, you can kill the non-believers. That is so bad. That is, you should read the Old Testament, because then you're probably never gonna be Christianity again. Read it full, and the one car here honking. Read it full, and you will never be Christianity again, because there are so bad things that one God should never talk about. So that is the, and there are if you have low EQ, it's more easy to manipulate one person. The Bible is the most soul book in the world. On the honking. And you, there are like 2 billion Christian in like, but they are like Protestant and Catholic, and there are other things like, and there are some like religion, I'm not gonna tell the name, but there are some religion that they are going to the old people's house. I have seen this myself. Because I was working as one window cleaner in Sweden, they go and they force the old people that are dying to write everything to their church. They call Jehovah's Witness, I can tell you that. They force them to write everything they have to the church of Jehovah's Witness. It's very bad, because how you can do that? Then Now they are actually Jehovah's Witness are banned in hospitals and old people's you go for living there and until you die. They are banned in Sweden actually because they are doing so much bad things. And there are many when they're coming and they are when Jehovah's Witness are they cannot allow to take one blood from other and blah blah blah. But now in Sweden there are rules that the doctors and surgeons have the right to save one life without consent of one father or mother. Because there are some bad that are not, you cannot put one blood from other because that would save the life for one children. So now they have the power to do that. There are so much bad things in religion that is disgusting. I have been atheist for all my life. I even have been in Sunday school. They was forcing me to go to Sunday school on like 1.5 hour every Sunday. When I was from 7 years old to 8 or 9. And that, I never believed in that even when I did that. So I have read the Bible and you should read the Old Testament because it's so bad that it will throw off when you have read everything. Even if you are a believer. If you don't throw up and still believes, then you are one fanatic and will never say no for one person. And if somebody say no, you will be like one. And there is one thing, all the scientists and the rich people that have a high EQ, they don't believe in God. If they do, they're only doing for showing people that they are doing, because the scientists are too smart to, because they are all the that have high EQ going by facts. And there are no facts that even God exists, no Moses exists, Jesus did not do the things that he did, and there are like 6,000 religion in the world, and what should you believe in? And the God that Christianity has no name, and the other gods has names, so that is one big question. Who God and devil? Even the devil is better than the God, because he does better things and give you money, power and things that God don't like to have. So think about it. So this is why I am an atheist. I never believed in God. Yes, I go to church because that was the time you go to church for things, because you're supposed to go to church when you was young. But my family was never believers, nor did the grandparents either was not heavy believers. I think they probably believed a little bit because they was from Finland, and they're not so much believers in Finland like they are in other worlds. And also I will tell you that many there are like Christianity foundations like for Mary and things, especially here in the Dominican Republic, that are supposed to give food for the poor people, and the people are donating to the foundation. And actually I know like 4 or 5 foundations here in Dominican Republic. And they are not giving one penny to the poor people because they are building their houses bigger and bigger and bigger and going to resorts and things here and enjoying with the money. And actually one neighborhood had one pastor, they have one church. They're coming from the United States to build the benches for the church. And there was like 5 or 6 from United States, that is the owners of that church. And they say to, oh, we are all criminals. We go on Saturday, we go to drinking, playing with hookers and doing things, and we are criminals. And Sunday, we go to the church and pray. because they only do this for the money. They don't do it for the love of... and actually, that religion they have, they are not allowed to drink beer, only wine. Cannot drink alcohol, vodka, whiskey. They can only drink wine, like one glass for dinner. And they are going to bars and drinking on Saturday. And actually, here is the church time is Saturday. And they go in the United States, go on Sunday. Because there are things like that. I don't know why. Because I heard, because I know English, and they were speaking English very good. And they will say they're all criminals because go to Saturday, go to the bar and go with hookers and things, and Sunday they will go to the church and pray. And they confirm that they are stealing from people here. They build one church here, to they need to pay 10% of what they earn to the church. And the owners in the United States will probably take 5%, and the rest will go to the church here, for they need to pay for their pastor. Pastor, they have a pastor, not priest, pastor, to the priest. And for the electric and things for maintenance the church. So they are very bad people in the religion that using everything for the money. And also in Sweden, when I was 18 years old, I go out from the church. When you are like start working in Sweden, you pay 4% tax to the church. So I had paid 28% that time. So I ended up to pay 24 only to the government. Because when I go out from the church, they send one note to the government, not take tax from me. Probably I pay the full, but I will get in tax returns. And so I earned like 20,000 kronor every year by going out from the Swedish church. And they are all people that are working in Sweden must pay tax for the church, unless you don't. If you go out from the church, I go out from the church. It's the same thing in Finland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and most of the countries in Europe. And also here in Dominican Republic, they give taxes, 4% tax or something to the church, to the Catholic Church, because they're Catholic here. And they are begging for money in the church by going with one stick, and you know, people put there what they want. But they're already getting a lot of money from the government, because that was one pact when the Portuguese and the Spanish crusaders come in like 1500 here to South America and Central America. They make one pact that all countries need to pay to the church. And all the Catholic Church will go also to the Vatican in Italy. Some percent of that will go to the Vatican. Even now, I think. So that is... And they are building churches like crazy. And actually, this is a true story. I was working in Norway for 6 years. I have some Muslim friends, and they say, why do you think they are building many churches in Europa? They build like 1,000 churches now, on the continue building. I did not know, and he said, because they will take over the world by being Muslim. He say, with not 50 years, your lifetime, they will not be Muslim, but in 100, 150 years, Norway, Finland, Sweden, and Denmark, and many European countries will be Muslims, not Catholic or Christian or Protestants anymore, because they will take over the world with Muslim mosques. And actually in Finland they cannot allow to build any mosques, because they come in to say, can we build one mosque in your country? I think it was Saudi Arabia to say, yes, if we can be build one Christian church in your country. And of course they say no, so Finland said no too. So that's why there are no Muslim or mosques in Finland, I think. And also in Poland, that is a very anti immigrant politic there. I think they are not doing there, but rest of the world is building like crazy the mosques. And this one mosque for one prince in Saudi Arabia is like pocket money to build here. So they can build like 10,000 without feeling they are losing any money. Because every day they are earning millions and millions of dollars. So, also that is why I'm also against religion. I don't like religion. Yes, I study and I like to... when I was young, when the Jehovah's Witness come in and knocking on my door, I always talk about things. And actually, I managed to convert a couple Jehovah's Witness with my talk to be not to be atheist. After that, starting to say, I don't believe in this anymore because everything you say is the truth. They did not know things that I say that they didn't never know. So they were checking the facts, and the facts is that what I'm saying is the truth. So there are no things that backing up that Jesus ever exist or Moses. Jesus, they say, was one name, but it's not the same name as you say. And this one thing in the, like Pontius Pilatus, he said nothing else was one ordinary cross, put in a cross and executed after 3 days by one chum. But he did not do any magic or things like people say, because everything is fiction. The whole Bible actually is fiction, and there are many writings that are very fiction, like one book. That is, the first book was like 1400, the first Bible coming out. And there are like the famous Gutenberg was like 1490 something. And the Bible as writing was like coming to normal person was like 1800. It was like giving small Bibles to every people. Or if there was necessary to buy them, because it was expensive that time to print one book. So people started reading and they did not read a whole book. And they was reading the New Testament because the Old Testament was not back then. And the people should read the Old Testament because it's so bad that no God would ever write things like that. Because that was only to hate other people, enslave people, kill other people that don't believe in your belief, in your God. Same as the Quran does, and was this, I don't know how people can believe in one God that is so hateful to other people. The Moses, they write 10 commandments in the New Testament, but the Old Testament, supposedly the real Testament, is 635. And if you read everything that is 635 commandments, you should start questioning, is this a real God or a fake God? If you are smart enough, you will say it is one fake God, not the real God, ever. Because one real God would never say kill that person, enslave that person, beat him up until they almost die, and it's okay to him to die 1 minute after. Sacrifice every Sunday for the God animals. Do that every Sunday. And people don't know if you read correct the Sunday. Sunday is the day of God resting. That is, nobody have read that. the day of Sunday is the day of God. He need to rest. You should worship him 7 days. No, 6 days, 1 week. And 1 day he will rest. And you will not call him. So that is the day of Sunday. You should not worship him. You should not pray for him. Not. But even why everyone going on the Sunday to church to pray and things? The day he don't want you to pray. You have not even read the Bible. Not even the priest or the pope have not read the Bible good enough. Because the Sunday is the day of the God. You should not pray for him. You should not worship him on the day. You should worship, but you should not pray and go to the church on Sundays. Because 6 days of the week you should be resting. That's why the red day of the Sunday is a red day for you not to go to the church. But still all people go to the church on Sundays. Why is that? Because you have not read the Old Testament. Because people don't know what he really, really wants. And everything is fiction anyway, so do what you want. But if you are one worshiper, you should know this. And you don't clearly don't know. I have talked too much in this episode. It's like 31 minutes now and talk. So I hope you like this episode and follow me, like and share. Because I'm atheist and I don't know, believe in anything of this bullshit anyway. But I clearly know more than you if you are one believer. So read Old Testament and then you will start non-believer. If you are still one believer after the Old Testament, then there's something wrong with you. So see you in the next episode. Follow me, like and share.